بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبو القاسم محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, thank you for coming here. We are truly the blessed ones to have the opportunity to do something about this tragedy. Now, it's not my job this evening to speak about the tragedy at detail. Others will do that, inshallah, and talk about the efforts that have brought you here today. I want to thank the selfless individuals and volunteers who helped put this together. I want to thank the respected ulama and scholars, religious scholars, for coming, and all of you dedicated Muslims and non-Muslims, dedicated human beings, people that have called, have answered the call for the orphans and have come with your money and your hearts to help in this small way. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of your contributions and your intentions. At this time, I would just like to note that today's program is on the table, and we're going to try to stay as close to it as possible, inshallah. This tragedy that has been occurring in Pakistan did not start yesterday. This started over a generation ago, and it started and is the effect of a evil and hateful ideology that teaches one group of people to hate another group of people and even to kill that group of people. And that must be identified clearly in no uncertain terms. And a lot of us have been asking what to do. Our government, the government of the United States, has recognized Pakistan as a strategic ally and has refrained from pressuring the government from making the right decisions and policy choices as it relates to what some have referred to as sectarian violence and what is obviously a hateful attack on a certain group of people. As Muslims and as human beings, we have a responsibility to speak out and to act wherever we can. So today, let us not be hesitant in this effort. Let us not leave any capability unused. Let us give and let us commit ourselves to doing what we can now and forever for the oppressed people everywhere, but especially today, our brothers and sisters in Pakistan. And with that, I'd like to thank you on behalf of the committee, on behalf of SHARE International, which is a 501c3 recognized by the United States government for its role in addressing humanitarian crises, and specifically for supporting the orphans in this regard. And who could be more worthy than the orphans? You don't have to read any holy book, especially the Quran al-Karim, very long to hear about the orphans. And there's an obvious reason for this. The orphan is the epitome of the person that is in need. How can someone be a good person if they don't love and help the orphans? They can't. It's impossible. If you don't feel for the orphans, if you don't help the orphans with every capability you have, then what kind of person really can you call yourself? Today it is our honor to help the orphans and to help the victims of this genocide. And on behalf of SHARE International and the committee, thank you for coming. I don't want to take too long with the introduction, so the next part of the program, we will have a PowerPoint presentation about the effort. If we could just have everybody's attention, please, for the PowerPoint, that would be very important. Sister Tazeen, please welcome her to the podium, sister. Ba'd salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like everyone to please take a moment and look at the screen. What do you see? Do you see a 12-year-old girl? Do you see an innocent face? Where do you think this girl is from? Could she be from Dearborn? Maybe she's from Canton. Or maybe she's from Bloomfield Hills. Now, I want everyone to take a second and look around the room. How many young girls do you see like this girl here today? To the brothers, does this girl resemble any of your younger sisters? Could she be your daughter? What about your niece? Could she be your granddaughter? Now, let me tell you who this girl is. Her name is Mazhar Zahra. She is from Karachi, Pakistan. She is in the 7th grade. And every day, her father takes her to school. 3 months ago, father and daughter were on their way to school. When, all of a sudden, this little girl's world was turned upside down by the sounds of gunshots shattering through their car. Her father, who just moments ago was driving her to school, who was alive and well, now lay dead in a pool of blood. Mazhar Zahra's own tiny body was filled with bullets, piercing through her spinal cord, through her kidney, and through her lungs. Now we are all well aware of why this little girl and her father were targeted and killed. Why her father was killed. Because they are Shia Muslims. Now I want to turn back to you and ask, how many scholars are in this room? Everyone take a second to think about how important scholars are to our communities. Essentially, they are the backbone of our communities. Now, these are just some of the faces of the scholars that the Pakistani community has recently lost. Now, try to imagine a community which is consistently losing its doctors, its lawyers, its engineers, bankers, teachers, professors, and business people. Again, these are just a few of the doctors that the Pakistani community has recently lost. So, whether you are a professional, a mother, a father, a brother, or a sister, if you are a Shia Muslim, if we are Shia Muslims, then we are the target of this genocide that is happening today. The only difference between us and the ones who are being killed every single day is our location. We are lucky enough to be living in a safe and secure environment. However, if we were living in Pakistan today, that would not be the case. Every single day, we would be worried about whether this was the last time we would see our families. We would have to worry about getting on a bus and wondering, is this bus gonna blow up? On our way to work, on our way to school, we would have to wonder, will we get shot dead? We can't even begin to imagine living like this. Now, to gain an understanding of the magnitude of this genocide happening in Pakistan, let's take a look at the numbers. Since 1980, over 20,000 Shia Muslims have been killed in Pakistan. In the year 2012 alone, these killings reached over 500, which is a record high. So in cities like Karachi, Parachinar, Quetta, Lahore, and Punjab. Just last month, I'm sure everyone heard, 150 Shia Muslims were massacred in Quetta. As you can see, these helpless families, hopeless for justice, are sitting in freezing cold temperatures, waiting for justice, and they didn't bury the bodies of their loved ones for 3 days. But if 1 month ago isn't recent enough, let's just talk about a couple of hours ago. February 16th, 2013, there was another massacre. It was again in Quetta. 63 were killed and over 200 were injured. So what does that mean? That means that 70 families lost their bread earners. Now there are 200 new orphans, and there are 200 that are more severely injured. And this all happened just a few hours ago. So once again, we have seen the faces, we have seen the numbers, and we have seen the images of the Shia Muslim genocide happening in Pakistan. Now, it is very, very critical that we do not stop here. Just talking about the sufferings and reading Surah Fatiha is not going to be enough. These thousands of martyrs, some of the faces which we saw today, they left behind entire communities, entire families who need us to step in and take action. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Be an enemy to the oppressors and be an assistant to our oppressed people." So how can we become assistants to these oppressors? How can we help the families who have lost their breadwinners? Today, we are very fortunate to have the opportunity to work with Shared Global Charity, which already has a concrete and thought out plan of action to effectively help those in need in Pakistan. As it was mentioned before, SHARE is a global charity that works with small groups and organizations to provide social services and humanitarian assistance to those in need across the world. So now SHARE has shifted its focus to the Shia genocide in Pakistan. The two main focuses of SHARE are to provide resources for education and disaster relief and recovery. So SHARE has some ongoing projects right now. Some of them are, there's the Sayyida Sakina Education Fund, which helps sponsor the education of young students for their schooling. There are also a variety of scholarships. Students can compete for scholarships. And this is one of the scholarship recipients. The scholarships also help towards funding the students' education. Also, in the year 2012, shared donors sponsored over 200 qurbanis. So they gave over 200 goats to the families in Pakistan who lost their breadwinners. So how can all of us become a part of this? How can we help our Shia brothers and sisters thousands of miles away? There are two very simple ways. The first way is by donating in the way of Allah, and the second way is by becoming a Shia volunteer. And becoming a Shia volunteer is very simple, it's easy, and it requires no formalities at all. All we need to do is inform each other about it and get started. So the three areas where volunteers are needed, the first area is the awareness team, which organizes newsletters and emails and also makes promotion videos. The second area is the reach out and lobby team. They organize rallies and protests and send letters to authorities. And the third area is the social services team, which helps coordinate with established Shia global charities, so it is very easy for us to contribute effectively. So you may be wondering, how can I sponsor a child's education? Again, it is very simple. One of the ways is by keeping a donation box at your home. And if you keep a donation box, then Share volunteers will come periodically and they can collect. The other way is by logging on to shareglobalcharity.org, and you can contribute via PayPal, any major credit cards, or bank deposits to contribute to a child's education or to give a qurbani or a goat to a family who needs it. So it is important that everyone knows that Share is an authentic and credible charity, because it's important that we all can ensure ourselves that our valuable donations and efforts are reaching the hands of those who genuinely deserve it. So, like it was mentioned earlier, Share is a 501c3 charity approved by under the Income Tax Act. So that means that donations are all tax deductible. Also, official tax receipts are available for any of the donors, as well as audit reports or collection reports. In the Holy Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verse 92, it states, "You shall never attain righteousness unless you spend from what you love. Whatsoever you spend, Allah is fully aware of it." So we should try to remember our fellow Muslims in need whenever going out to restaurants, shopping malls, or movies. We should try to reflect on our spendings and try to set aside some money in the way of Allah. Last but not least, we wanted to thank and say Jazakallah to Brother Mir Asghar and Brother Heather and all of the organizers and volunteers who made this event possible. And thank you everyone here today for giving us the time and opportunity to express ourselves. Many drops make the sea, and small efforts can make big things happen. So let's come forward, let's get together, and let's share.